各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主，这个礼拜开始，我们有神学信念班。
Thank God that this week we have commenced the NYTS.
那在神学信念班，有个讲员问了一个问题：你们当中有想过要自杀的，请用无记名来 Zoom 上面表示。
During the NYTS, one of the speakers asked those who have had suicidal thoughts to vote on Zoom.
结果将近70个左右的学生呢，有50%的学生曾经有过自杀的想法。
So out of the 70 students, almost 50% of them have had suicidal thoughts.
那讲员在问，你们当中曾经试过自杀的请举手啊。请无记名能够表示。
And then the speaker further asked that for those who had actually attempted suicide to please vote anonymously.
结果很意外的有13% 的学生就是10有一个以上的学生曾经自杀过。
And beyond our thoughts, about 13% of the students had attempted suicide.
这个让我们听了非常的难过，甚至有要哭的感觉。
And that made us really sad, and we almost wanted to cry.
我们看到这个时代的人，他们的心即使是在教会长大，也经历过这样苦闷的一个过程。
We know that during this time and age, even though we have brothers and sisters who grow up in church, but they still suffer.
所以早上想用痛苦中的安慰，痛苦中的安慰，做题目，希望我们在辛苦当中能够不走上不对的路，能够从神得到安慰。
This morning, we would like to study the topic comfort in suffering, for us to learn.That even though we are on the path of suffering, but we should not make any mistakes.
我们从圣经来看，人生有很多的痛苦。
From the Bible, we will understand that as mankind, we have a lot of suffering.
我们从圣经来看，其实神是一个安慰人的神。
But from the Bible, we can see that God is a comforting God.
我们从圣经来看，其实神也希望我们人用神的安慰。来安慰我们的弟兄姐妹。
And from the Bible, we can see that God would also like us humans to comfort others as well.
请看哥林多后书第一章，我们把红线夹在哥林多后书第一章。
Please turn the Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章第四节，把红线夹在哥林多后书。
Please put your bookmark in 2 Corinthians, and now we'll read chapter 1, verse 4.
第一章第四节，我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们。到这里，请读。
Who comforts us in all situation？
这边说我们在一切患难中，告诉我们，我们基督徒跟未信的都会经过一切的患难。
Here it says that we are in all kinds of tribulation.Which tells us that as Christians and also non-Christians, men will go through suffering.
我们来看耶伯记的五章七节。
Please turn to Job chapter 5, verse 7.
耶伯记五章七节。
Job chapter 5, verse 7.
耶伯记五章七节，人生在世必遇患难，如同火星飞腾。请读。
Yet man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward.
这边提到我们活在世界一定会遇到许多的患难。
Here it says that as men living in the world, we will encounter tribulation.
那这么多的患难呢，好像火星以前人烧柴火你一挑柴很多火星会飞上来。所以耶伯记五章的七节说，我们的患难像火星那样的飞腾。
And just as in the olden days, people have wood burning fireplaces. When you burn wood, the sparks will fly up. So our troubles are just like the sparks flying up.
那同样的耶伯他又这样讲。
And the same Job.
他说人为妇女所生，日子短少，多有苦难。
A man who is born of woman of few days and full of trouble.
这是很多人的感受。
And this is the experience of many.
雅各自己也这样讲。
Jacob himself said this.
他活到130岁，对法老说，我的日子又短又苦。
Jacob lived to 130 years, but he said to Pharaoh that my days were few and evil.
我以前跟大家分享过，我不羡慕雅各的一生。
In the past, I have shared with you that I do not envy Jacob's life.
为什么我不羡慕他呢？
Why is it that I don't envy his life?
他这一辈子，在抓到神之前，他通通，很多时候都在抓人间的东西。
In his life, before he got hold of God, he were grasping hold of everything in this world.
他甚至想要抓福气，那个时候他对神其实也不是真正的了解。
And he had wanted to take hold of the blessings, but at that time he did not truly understand God.
那在什么都要抓的人生当中，他很苦。
And in his life where he was grasping onto everything, he lived a difficult life.
为了抓爸爸的祝福，结果骗爸爸，哥哥也觉得骗。他骗哥哥。
In order to get the blessings from his father, he deceived his brother.
他哥哥就要追杀他，他就逃走。
And because of this, his brother wanted to kill him, and he had to flee.
逃到拉班家，想要抓住这个漂亮的小姐拉姐。
When he fled to Laban's house in order to grasp onto the beautiful daughter of Laban, Rachel.
他又被骗婚，又本来七年的嫁妆又多服侍七年。
He was deceived by his uncle, so originally he had to work 7 years for her, but it ended up being 14 years.
这14年当中，他说白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜。晚上常常不能合眼睡觉。
During those 14 years, he has said that in the day the drought consumed him, and at night the frost, he was bitten by frost, and he could not sleep.
后来又逃离开岳父拉班的家里面。
Later on, he escaped the house of his father-in-law.
是逃的哦，不是走的哦。
He fled, he did not just leave.
回到自己的故乡，因为太太藏偶像结果女儿被强暴，儿子去杀了全村庄的男丁。
When he fled back to his hometown because his wife had hidden an idol, the consequence was that one of his daughter was taken advantage of, and then his sons went to kill the people of the entire village.
我常常想，如果我跟他一样，我的儿女是这样，我真的会哭得昏天暗地。
I always think that if my children were like his, then I would have been crying day and night.
结果他又要继续逃离开这个村庄。
So he was, he needed to flee this village.
后来他的儿子陷害另外一个他最爱的儿子，他以为最爱的儿子被野兽吃掉了。
Then his sons had a scheme towards one of his most beloved child, and he thought that his son was eaten by the wild animal.
所以哈，他可能没有太老就白发苍苍了呢，因为烦恼太多，苦难太多。
So perhaps his hair was all white even before he was very aged in years because he had too many troubles.
所以当他说我的日子又苦又短的时候，其实他的日子真的苦啊。
So when he said that his days were few and evil, and truly his days were very evil.
那我们弟兄姐妹来到美国，你觉得你的这一辈子苦不苦呢？
For our brothers and sisters who had come to the United States, do you feel that your days were full of suffering?
我们对人生观察，生老病死，这个当中充满了许多辛苦的事情。
We know that as humans coming to this world, we were born and we grow up and then we age and we die, it is full of suffering.
这个生虽然生孩子很快乐，但是其实妈妈是很辛苦。有人说生日是 妈妈的苦难日啊。
Even though welcoming the birth of a child is a wonderful event, but some people say that on the day of birth, the labor is actually the most painful thing for the mother.
那你活到老了，牙齿也没有了，那个精神也衰败了，眼睛也昏花了，有时候还要穿尿布。
As we age, we lose our eyesight, we have bad teeth, and you're not as alert as before, and perhaps you even need adult diapers.
这个也是很苦哦。
And that is also a kind of suffering.
那生病更苦。
And it is even more suffering when someone is in
sickness. 有的人在病床上一直喊着，麻飞啊，麻飞啊，医生给我麻飞啊。
Some people, when they are on their sick bed, they keep yelling, morphine, morphine.
那死带来许多的眼泪。
When someone passes away, it brings with it a lot of tears.
所以真的，人生充满一切的患难。
So truly, our lives are full of suffering.
我自己想自己这一生。
When I think about my own life,
虽然充满了神的恩典，可是也经历许多的苦难。
Even though it is full of God's blessings, but I had also encountered my portion of suffering.
小时候是贫穷的苦难。
When I was younger, we suffered poverty.
常常记得吃白饭配酱油啊。
And I remember we had soy sauce with rice.
然后记得很小的时候，妈妈或是爸爸拿个扁担，扁担的两头就是一个篮子，我跟妹妹一个人在一个篮子里面就被挑到农田里面去了。
And I remember when we were very young, our parents would carry us on their shoulders, and me and my sister will each be placed into a basket, and we all go into the field.
爸爸妈妈忙，自己就被绑在香蕉树下面玩土、填土，整个身体可能都脏兮兮啊。
And while they were busy working in the field, my sister and I would be tied underneath a banana tree and we would play in the mud.
那长大了，读书也很苦哦。
And after we grow up, we had to study, and studying was hard.
尤其数学常常不晓得为什么要学 sine, cosine, tangent, cotangent, 这是什么东西啊。
And especially in math, why did we have to learn all the trigonometry?
这个学了几何又能几何呢？又能如何呢？
And even though you learn calculus, how does that apply to you?
我跟大家讲过，我们老师很严啊，80分少一分打一下，最低要考到80分。
I've shared with you that I had a very strict teacher, and for all the exams, we're required to obtain at least 80, and for every mark below 80, there is one spank.
来美国以为是一个幸福的开始，结果是灾难的起头，
When we came to the United States, we thought that was the beginning of the American dream, and yet that was the beginning of our suffering.
文化的适应，语言的适应，各方面都很难适应。
We had to assimilate in terms of the culture and language, and those were hard.
那所以哦，我觉得不只是我回想一生，我们弟兄姐妹，很多人可能也会一回想，其实常常是经历许多辛苦的事情。
So when I think back of my life, I also think of many brothers and sisters that they would have similar experiences.
那我们的神呢？他跟我们讲，我们在一切的苦难当中，他就安慰我们。
But our God, He says that in all our sufferings, He will comfort us.
我们再回来看哥林多后书的第一章。
Please turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章的第三节第四节
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 and 4
第三节愿颂赞 第一章第三节愿颂赞归我们的主耶稣基督的父神就是发慈悲的父是各样安慰的神我们在一切患难中他就安慰我们
Verse 3 Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ the Father of mercies and God of all our comfort.
这里在形容我们的神是发慈悲的父，还有是各样安慰的神。
Here it describes our Father as the one who has mercy and he is the giver of all comfort.
所以你有一切的患难，他就在你的患难当中来安慰你。
So if you are in tribulation, he will comfort you in your trouble.
这里特别谈到慈悲的父，我们的父，神的安慰像慈爱的爸爸。
Here it especially mentioned the Father of mercy. So our God is a God of mercy.
你可以看到一个图画，约瑟伏在雅各的肩头上面哭很久，这个爸爸的安慰常常没有声音，可是提供一个强而有力的肩膀，那你可以靠着哭一哭。
You can think of this picture of when Joseph was crying on the shoulder of Jacob. Our father, even though he was silent, but the shoulder is strong and we can lean on it.
那圣经也形容神的安慰也像母亲的安慰。
The Bible also describes the comfort as the mother's comfort.
以赛亚书六十六章谈到母亲怎样安慰儿子，我就是神就照样安慰你们。
In the book of Isaiah, it mentioned that how as the mother who comforts her son, so I will comfort you and you shall be comforted.
那你就看到一个图画，就是小小的撒母耳身上穿着每年穿着妈妈所缝的新衣服。
And the picture that comes to mind is a little Samuel who is wearing the new garment that his mom makes for him every year.
这个衣服就是妈妈对他的抚摸，妈妈对他的安慰。
And this new clothing every year is the comfort that his mother brings to him.
这个像我们中文说的，慈母手中线，游子身上衣啊。一个慈爱的母亲拿着线，为要远行的孩子，来缝衣服。
Which is just like a Chinese poem that says that comforting mother is holding onto thread and needle because she needs to sew a piece of garment for the son who is going afar.
我们的天父就是这样子，像爸爸，像妈妈这样在安慰我们。
Our Heavenly Father is just like the father and the mother who comfort us.
那到底他安慰的具体做法是什么呢？
Then how does God exactly comfort us?
为什么很多人在受苦当中没有安慰？因为他们不知道神已经借着圣经来安慰我们。
Why is it that for many people, while they are suffering, they do not feel comforted? It is because they do not know that God was using his words to comfort us.
首先圣经用神的话安慰你，告诉你你经历苦难其实对我们本身是有益处的。
First, the Bible tells us that when we experience tribulation, it is beneficial to us.
我们看诗篇119篇71节。
Please turn to Psalm 119, verse 71.
诗篇119篇71节。
The 119th of Psalm, verse 71.
71节、72节、119篇。
119 verse 71.
我受苦是与我有益，我要使我学习你的列例。你口中的信源与我有益，胜于千万的金银。信主。
Verse 71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. 72. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver.
这个道理啊，对我们有益处，因为什么呢？因为圣经上的话，你可以有一个深入的体验。
The statutes are beneficial to us because we can deeply experience it.
圣经上的话很有价值，它胜过千万的金银。
The words in the Bible are so valuable that they are far better than gold and silver.
所以你受苦好像去赚到千万的金银一样啊。
So when you are being afflicted, it is just like you are earning thousands of gold and silver.
道理是一套理论哦，你如果没有经历哦，你很难了解这个在讲什么。
The truth is just theory. Without experience, it is difficult to really understand it.
我们中国话说，不经一事，不长一智。你没有经历，你不会成长。
There's a Chinese saying that says that if you don't experience an event, you would not grow with it.
那在痛苦当中的学习是刻骨铭心的记忆啊，那个学习是刻到你骨头上面去的啦。
When you learn something, as a result of your suffering, that will be deeply implanted in your heart.
啊，有一个弟兄他说他没有经历这个事，就不晓得这一节在讲什么。
There's a brother who says that without experience, I really don't understand what it is saying in this verse.
我们来看哥林多前书四章第四节。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4.
哥林多前书四章四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4.
前书四章四节，我虽不觉得自己有错，却也不能因此得以称义。
Verse 4. For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this.
这个弟兄有一次被别人误会啊。
This brother was being misunderstood by someone.
他觉得很痛苦啊。
And he felt like he was being mistreated.
他就哭着去找一个属灵的长辈，说为什么这个事情会发生？为什么我真的没有错，他这样恶毒的对待我？
And he went to talk to a spiritual elderly person because he felt that I'm really being mistreated and I'm being misunderstood.
结果长辈就跟他讲，虽然你自己觉得没有错，你也不一会因为这样神就说你对啊。
But the elder says that even though you thought of yourself as having done nothing wrong, that doesn't mean that in the eyes of God you have done nothing wrong.
判断的是神呢？
It is God who judges.
他突然吓一跳，哇！这一节读了一辈子，竟然现在才知道，原来真的有时候你的痛苦哦，你觉得自己很有道理哦，其实即使在这个事情上你是对的，但是不是因为这样，你的一生神就说你通通是对的。
So he was really taken aback by this because he thought that I have read this verse my entire life.And now I truly understand the meaning of it, that even though I thought of myself as being right, but it is up to God to judge.
因为可能你还在其他隐秘当中做一些大家都不知道的错，可是那个人虽然这样待你不是因为这个事，可是神借着他来提醒你隐藏的错。
Because perhaps in secret you have wrongs that nobody knows of,And even though you are being misunderstood by some about something else, but God, through this person, is teaching you a lesson.
所以哦，真的受苦是让你，更深入了解这个道理啊，道理是又是何等的宝贵。
And truly, suffering is a way for you to understand the truth, and the truth is so valuable.
我常看到受苦的人很认真听到，因为他常在想。今天神要对我说什么？
And many times I observe that those who are in suffering, they really pay attention to listening to the words because they want to know what God is teaching them today.
那这个受苦其实让我们学到更多的东西，另外一个就是学怎么样做人啊，让我们更顺服。
And another lesson for us to learn while we're in suffering is how to be more obedient.
我们来看希伯来书五章的第八节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8.
这里在提到主耶稣基督五章八节。
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8, here it mentions about the Lord Jesus.
五章八节，他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
Verse 8, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
耶稣顺从天父的旨意。能够去接受十字架救这个苦难来完成救恩。
The Lord Jesus, he was obedient to the point where he was able to accept the suffering on the cross to complete salvation.
弟兄姐妹，这个苦杯容易喝吗？
Brother and sister, is this bitter cup easy to swallow?
难啊，耶稣祷告三次都一直求啊，父啊，若是我的意思，我真的不要， 但是呢，不要按照我的意思，按照你的意思来行。
And that was truly a bitter cup and is very hard to swallow because the Lord Jesus prayed three times to the Father to take this cup away from him. Because he was being, he was to be nailed on the cross and he had to visit Hades and that was such suffering. But the Bible says that because of suffering, he learned how to be obedient. Why was it necessary for the Lord Jesus to be born into a poor family? Why did he go through all, why did he have to go through all the troubles from the Pharisees? Why did he have to sign that foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but yet he had nowhere to put his head?
为什么他要叹息，我举哀，你们不捶胸？ 我吹笛，你们不跳舞。
And why did he had signed and says that he played the flute for you and you did not dance, he mourned for you, but you did not lament.
因为人生的这些苦难，最后一个目的就是让他因为能够忍受苦难，最后也可以忍受十字架的苦难。
Because for all the sufferings that he had gone through, it is a training for him to be able to walk on the path of the cross.
当小弟回想自己的一生，也得到同样的学习。
When I reflect upon my life, I also receive the same learning.
当小弟当学生去motel打工的时候，在那边扫厕所。
As a student, I worked in a motel and I was a janitor in the motel. I cleaned the bathrooms.
我才能够体会到什么叫做劳工神圣。
And then I realized what it means to work in holiness.
想到妈妈说，只要不偷不抢，任何赚钱的方法都是对的。
When I think about what my mother had told me, as long as you don't steal and you don't rob, all types of work is honorable.
当在曼哈顿在下雪中送外卖的时候。
When I was in Manhattan and I was delivering takeout in a snow day.
真的那么倒霉，每次回来就有人扔鸡蛋，也不晓得是谁呀。
And I don't know why, every time I go, I would be eggs would be thrown at me.
你就会觉得自己真的像一只老虎啊，落到平原上面被狗欺负啊。
And you would feel that I am a lion, but yet I am being taken advantage of like a dog.
以前在台湾真的是很自我，好像觉得自己很厉害，常常一种高高在上的态度。
When I was still in Taiwan, I always felt that, you know, I am superior to others.
像一只骄傲的公鸡啊，现在像一只惊弓的小鸟啊，这个好像突然觉得自己在这边怎么被人家贬得这么低哦。
I was a proud crow, but now when I am here, I felt like I'm being looked down by others.
你这个时候你的心灵啊，就那个棱棱角角就好像被磨掉一样。
And at the time, you feel like all your sharp edges have been smoothed out.
就好像那个大卫在溪里面下游捡的五块光滑的石头，你那个时候才能够被神所用啊。
Just like the five smooth pebbles that David picked out from the stream, this is the time when you can be used by God.
当你不再觉得自己很了不起，当你不再觉得自己很厉害，你能够跟别人合作，能够听别人的，这个就是苦难学会的顺服。
When you no longer feel that you are superior to other people, and when you are able to work together with others, that is the training of affliction.
其实，在想一想，苦难不只是让人学会顺服，也是让人学会谦卑，让人成熟，甚至我觉得让人学会知足，这个都是从受苦的经历来的。
There are many things that we learned from being in suffering. Amongst them are humility, how to be content, and how to mature.
所以，原来苦难是一种祝福啊。
So therefore, suffering is a type of blessing.
所以耶利米哀歌说，原来少年负轭是好的。
In Lamentations, it says that it is good for young men to bear yoke.
我跟小朋友讲一个故事啊，可能也跟大家讲过。
And I have shared the story with the children, and perhaps I have shared this with you as well.
一个小鸟啊，跟神祷告说，那时候小鸟没有翅膀了，他跟神祷告说，神啊，哎呀，我很想看到山外面的情形是怎么样哎，云后面是什么，天的边又是什么？
There is a little bird who prayed to God because the bird did not have wings yet, and it prayed to God that, God, I really want to see what's beyond the clouds and what's at the edge of the sky.
结果神给他一对翅膀。
So God blessed the bird with a pair of wings.
他本来只能跳啊，他跳得不远啊，现在给一对翅膀更难跳了，更难走路了。
In the beginning, the little bird can only hop and it cannot hop very far. But now with the wings, it was even harder for it to hop.
结果谁知道神给他这个好像很沉重的苦难。 他能够去掌握，他真的最后可以飞，可以看到山外的山，可以看到云啊，可以看到很多他的理想。
But even though it seemed as if those wings were a very heavy burden, but eventually it learned to use the wings and to fly, and it was able to see beyond the mountains.
受苦是一种祝福。
So therefore, suffering is a kind of blessing.
为什么很多孩子很叛逆？因为我觉得他们苦吃的太少了。
Why is it that many children are rebellious? In my opinion, because they have not suffered.
我们台湾话说，醒低牙早，醒掉不好。你宠猪哦，它就会把你们家的那个炉灶把它破坏掉了。你宠孩子，它就会不孝顺了。There's
a saying in Taiwanese that says that if you dawned on the pigs, they will overturn your stove, and if you dawn on your children, they will not be filial to you.
有时候看到妈妈喂孩子喂一餐喂两个小时，真的觉得我们是不是要再想一想，真的要这样吗？
Sometimes when I see some mothers who spend 2 hours trying to feed their children, and I thought that perhaps we need to readjust our thinking and do we need to do this?
你不要怕他吃苦啦，他是一种补，吃苦是吃补。
You do not need to think that it is suffering, that the child is suffering too much, because when it suffers, that is a good thing for it.
你不要让他过一种这个茶来伸手换来张口的生活, 你要给他一些责任,给一些要做的杂物。
You should not let the child take everything for granted, but yet you should let the children have some responsibilities.
让他们除草啊，让他们除雪啊，让他们做卫生啊。
You can let them mow the lawn, you can let them shovel the snow, and you can let them do household chores.
你知道我们在网络上常常看到这个贫穷的孩子早当家，那个7岁的小朋友就懂得用烧柴、用大锅大灶来煮饭，来喂那个年纪很小的弟弟妹妹。
A lot of times we see video clips on the internet that children from poor families, they grow up really fast and they know how to, even a 7-year-old child knows how to cook for the younger brothers.
所以当我们在一切苦难当中，神早就用他的话来安慰我们说，孩子们，其实吃苦真的对你有太大的好处了。In
all our suffering, the Lord had already used words from the Bible to teach us that it is beneficial for us to suffer.
那不只是这样，用圣经来安慰，圣经的话安慰我们。所以哦，如果不受安慰的人，没有这觉得没有安慰，其实不是神不安慰，是他不懂得圣经。So
the Lord has already used words from the Bible to comfort us. For those who are suffering and they do not feel comforted, it is because you're not using the words from the Bible to comfort yourself.
其实呢，除了圣经的话，神呐，也借着天使，借着圣灵，甚至亲自自己出声音。 在我们其痛苦当中来安慰我们。
Not only that, the Lord has would also use the Holy Spirit and angels and even have voices to comfort us.
你还记得以利亚很软弱的时候啊，他求死啊，结果睡着了，就天使把他神就借着天使来给他吃给他喝啊，这是一种鼓励，这是一种安慰。
Do you remember when Elijah was very weak and he asked for death and he fell asleep? The Lord had used an angel to come and comfort him and to feed him.
我记得在北加州啊，有一个姐妹过世。I
remember in Northern California, there was a sister who passed away.
那一个姐妹就做异梦。
And a sister had a dream.
啊，就是她走的那一天啊，姐妹同样做那个梦啊，就是梦到天兵啊、天使呢两队下来迎接姐妹啊，在欢乐的气氛当中啊，好像迎接新娘子一样，把她接走了。
On the day that the sister passed away, the other sister had a dream, and in her dreams, she saw that two troops of angels came down, and it was just like a wedding procession that they happily took her home.
这个就是神借着天使来安慰他的家人。
And the Lord had used the angels to comfort her family.
那我们每个人、啊、都会祷告，有时如果没有圣灵内住，也有圣灵的感动。
Each one of us know how to pray, even if we do not have the abidance of the Holy Spirit, but we have the movement of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵又叫保惠师，英文就是 counselor， 就是常常来辅导你、来带领你、来安慰你的、啊、一个神的同在。
The Holy Spirit is also called the Counselor, which will always abide with you to comfort you and to guide you.
一个姐妹见证她想离开教会。
There was a sister who testified that she had wanted to leave the church.
要离开之前最后一个晚上来跟主耶稣最后说拜拜。
On the night before she decides to leave, she came to church to pray toJesus and to say bye to the Lord Jesus.
她坐在最后一排。
She sat in the very last pew.
想不到祷告的时候，神用两手把她抱着。
And unbelievably, when she was making the last prayer, the Lord used both his hands to wrap around her.
让她温暖，安慰她，让她回头。
So that she could feel the warmth and she can turn around.
有时候神甚至出声音来安慰我们。
Sometimes the Lord will even use voice to comfort us.
就像这个保罗为自己一根刺祷告三次，没有办法得医治啊，得到解决呢，最后耶稣跟他显现，对他说：“我的恩典够你用，我的能力在人的软弱上面显得更完全。”
Just like Paul, when he had prayed for the thorns in his flesh three times, and it was not removed.The Lord Jesus appeared and talked to him and says that my blessing is enough for you, and in weakness it is made perfect.
所以我们也常常听到见证、哦、真的神出声音来安慰我们。
And we often hear testimonies of when the Lord Jesus Christ, he himself, used voice to comfort us.
感谢神、哦、在我们一切的患难当中，神他亲自安慰我们。
Thank God that in all our tribulation, the Lord Himself will comfort us personally.
当我们经历安慰之后呢，神也希望我们用同样的安慰来安慰别人。
And after we have been comforted by God, He also wants us to comfort others in the same way.
我们来看哥林多后书一章的第四节。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4.
一章第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 4.
后书一章第四节，我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰，去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
God comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort which ourselves are comforted by God.
你现在有被安慰的经历了。
If you have the experience of being comforted,
那神希望你这个经历白白得来的恩典要白白的舍去。
The Lord wants you to use this comfort, that this blessing that you had received freely, and to offer to others freely as well.
所以你可以去观察哪些周围有一些有需要的你不可以吝啬开口不去安慰他们。
So you should make the observation to see those around you who need to be comforted, and if you see them, you cannot stay silent.
我们来看一章六节。
Please read chapter 1, verse 6.
我们受患难呢，是为叫你们得安慰，得拯救。我们得安慰呢，也是要叫你们得安慰。请读。
Verse 6, now if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer.
所以我们的患难, 因为神来的安慰, 是为了你们的安慰, 是为了你们的拯救。
When we have affliction and suffering, and then we receive comfort from God, it is for our consolation and salvation.
您知道吗? 当一个, 被安慰的人, 哦, 如果给他安慰的人有同样经历, 哦, 他一定耳朵睁得很开, 想要听啦。 可是呢, 如果你一点儿也没有经历过同样的事情, 哦, 他会觉得你这个是隔靴搔痒, 你这个是
Do you know that for someone who is in need of being comforted, if the comfort comes from someone who had experienced the same thing, this person would truly open up and pay attention to the words of the comforter. But if the comforter is someone who had never experienced the same, then it is just empty words.
我认识一位执事啊, 他得到癌症, 那是这个, 呀, 得到癌症。
I know a deacon who has cancer.
他有一次到医院去啊, 遇到一位同, 看同科, 同一科的, 同样病症的一个年轻人。 哇, 他因为得癌症, 心情很不好啊, 对父母亲大叫小叫, 啊, 那个发脾气啊, 心里不安啊。
The deacon was visiting the doctor in the hospital, and he met with a young man who had the same type of cancer as him. And this young man had a very bad temper and is always yelling out at his parents because of his suffering.
那个无论家人怎么安慰，他都不肯受安慰。
No matter how his family tries to comfort him, he will not be comforted.
结果他看到这个执事啊, 因为看同一科嘛。 知道只是有他的问题，看到那么他那么喘气啊，他那么安静啊，那么样的祥和。
But when the young man saw our deacon, obviously the deacon had the same cancer because they were visiting the same doctor, and he saw how tranquil this deacon appeared to be.
当我们的执事开口说：“年轻人，稍安勿躁，哈，我来讲我的故事给你听。”
And when the deacon opened his mouth and said to the young man, young man, just be quiet, I will tell you my story.
结果他就把神的安慰、神给他的喜乐、给他的盼望来分享。当然他也有他的痛苦。
Then the deacon started to share about the comfort God has given him and to share about his joy and his hope.
这个年轻人耳朵睁得大大的，很安静地听啊。
This young man really listened attentively and quietly.
哥林多后书讲说呢, 那个提多啊, 神借着提多, 把哥林多教会的好消息带给保罗, 所以借着提多来安慰保罗。
In 2 Corinthians, it mentioned that the Lord, through the work of Titus, had brought comfort to Paul.
那今天神也会借着许多的弟兄姐妹, 同样经历的安排他们来安慰我们。
And today, the Lord will also use brothers and sisters who have experienced the same thing to be comforters to us.
我记得好几年前听一个, FFAB, 就是刚到美国来的学生啊, 他做见证。
I remember a few years ago, I heard the testimony of a newly arrived brother and sister to the United States.
他很讨厌美国。
And this person really doesn't like the United States.
他不晓得为什么他的妈妈要叫他来美国。
And the person was not sure why the mother had arranged for this person to come to the United States.
其实他说他已经有忧郁症了，他自己都不知道。
It was to the point that this person had depression and he or she did not know.
他说虽然常常下雨哦，他走在雨中，他都不想撑伞，他就想要去感受那个冰冷的感觉。
And during rainstorms, he or she would not use an umbrella because he or she wanted to experience the coldness from the rain.
他说他坐在客厅，那也不想做功课，也不想吃饭，他就呢从下学一直坐到天黑，从天黑一直坐到睡觉时间。
And this person would just sit in the living room, not doing any homework, and just sit from daylight to the evening, and then from the evening to sundown, to darkness.
他觉得很空, 可是又哭不出来。
This person felt empty but could not cry.
有一次啊，那个宗教教育办了一个郊游。
One time, the RE department arranged had a fellowship picnic.
老师呢，看到他这样不讲话，闷闷不乐，坐在他旁边。
So the teacher saw that this person was so quiet and all by himself, so the teacher sat next to this person.
那老师就开始讲他在美国所受的一些苦。
And the teacher started to share the experiences and the suffering that the teacher himself experienced.
讲完之后换他讲，讲到他自己哭得要命。
And as the teacher was sharing, the teacher himself or herself started to cry.
那个就是借着老师痛苦的经历，神的恩惠，让他把他的痛苦抒发出来。所以我们的老师，神的安慰老师，可以借着老师来安慰学生。
Because the Lord had comforted the teacher in the past, and now through the teacher was able to comfort the student.
我们再来看哥林多后书第一章的第六节。
Let's continue to read 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 6.
哥林多后书1章第6节，我们受苦难呢，是为叫你们得安慰、得拯救。我们得安慰呢，是要叫你们得安慰。这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的苦楚。最后一句话说，这个安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的苦楚。
Verse 6, now if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer, or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Please pay attention to the last phrase.
这边特别提到说呢，我们要忍受所受的苦楚，不是逃离哦。
Here it says that we have to endure the suffering, but we should not flee from it.
你读书很苦，不是叫你要翘课哦。
Even though studying is hard, you should not skip classes.
如果你婚姻很苦，不是叫你要离开哦。
And if you're suffering in your marriage, you should not leave this marriage.
如果欠债很苦，不是叫你要逃到其他国家哦。
And if you have a heavy debt, it doesn't mean that you should flee to a different country.
如果你自杀很苦，不是，如果你生病很苦，不是叫你要自杀哦。
And if you're suffering in illness, it doesn't mean that you should commit suicide.
而是借着安慰，让你可以忍受，可以度过，可以胜过啊这样一个苦楚。
But it is through the comfort from others that you are able to endure and to pass, and to live on and move beyond the suffering.
这个意思是让我们跟着我们的痛苦一起成长。
It means that we should grow with our suffering.
其实哦，我们要成长，那成长本身就是痛苦。
In reality, we all have to grow, and growing itself is a type of suffering.
保罗身上有一根刺，他不苦吗？
There is a thorn in the flesh of Paul. Don't you think he is suffering?
当耶稣说我的恩典够你用，要让他继续受苦的时候，他有抱怨吗？
When the Lord Jesus says that my blessing is enough for you, and that he should live with this thorn, did he complain?
200万人走旷野路，他们走旷野路不辛苦吗？
The 2 million Israelites walking in the wilderness, don't you think that was very difficult?
我们的生活会比旷野的生活更辛苦吗？我们要逃离吗？
Would your life be more difficult than walking in the wilderness?
耶稣活了33年，他不辛苦吗？
The Lord Jesus lived on this earth for 33 years. Weren't those days difficult?
耶稣不是说你要背着十字架跟他走吗？
Did not the Lord Jesus said that you have to take up your cross and follow him?
我们有 COVID-19 在社区里面，我们不辛苦吗？
We're living with COVID-19 in our society. Are we not suffering?
那这样辛苦，我们就逃离，我们就活不下去吗？
Because of this suffering, should we just flee and not continue to live anymore?
你在痛苦当中，你要逃到哪里？
In suffering, where can you go?
除了耶稣的怀抱之外，你要逃到哪里？
Besides the bosom of the Lord Jesus, where can you go?
他的怀抱就是他的安慰。
His bosom is his comfort.
弟兄姐妹，我们希望你在痛苦当中能够得安慰。
Brothers and sisters, we hope that you can receive comfort in your suffering.
从他的话得安慰。
That you're able to receive comfort from his words.
从他的圣灵得安慰。
And that you're able to receive comfort from the Holy Spirit.
可能神差派天使亲自出声音也可以安慰。
Perhaps the Lord will send angels and to speak with you.
我们要跟我们的苦难一起成熟。
We need to mature with our suffering.
我们可以的。我们靠着神给我们的安慰，人给我们的安慰，我们可以走过这辛苦的道路。
We are able to overcome the suffering, through the power given by the Lord Jesus.
在神训班，最后他们又问了一个问题。
In NYTS, at the end there was a question.
一定是这个想要自杀七个当中一个问的。他说：“传道，我怎么样停止，不要再继续伤害我自己？”
It must be one of the seven who had attempted suicide, and the question was, Pastor, how do I stop harming myself?
弟兄姐妹，这个人可能在你身边。
Brothers and sisters, this person might be next to you.
你可以用神的安慰来安慰他吗？
Can you use the comfort of God to comfort this person?
你可以用神的话来安慰他吗？
Will you be able to use the words of God to comfort him or her?
早上用苦难中的安慰，这样彼此来学习。
This morning, we use the topic of comfort and suffering, as mutual encouragement.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's all kneel down to pray.